Let's have a say. There's three different types of Shechiyonu. Three different types of Shechiyonu that we find that's going to be negated to us. First, Chaylik of Shechiyonu is on a Yom Tov. We know every time a Yom Tov comes around, we make a Shechiyonu on the Yom. That's number one. Number two, it's a Shechiyonu on Paris and Yerokas. This is Hashem we'll discuss tomorrow. And Chaylik number three is a Shechiyonu on Kalim. All types of clothing, types of buying new items, whatever it may be. These are also things that we make Shechiyonu. So apart from the differences, obviously, that the Shechiyonu number one, which is on the Yom Tov on the Yom, is a Chiyuv Gomel, and the other two are not really Chiyuvim, as we're going to explain. The main of Kaminas that we find is the first one, the Shechiyonu on the Yom, and the Shechiyonu even on fruit, is something that Be'etzim the Rebbeinu Shalom shtelt in the Welt. It's something that the Rebbeinu Shalom put in the world, that now the new fruits come about, now the Yom Tov comes around, it's a new year, it's a new season, B'chulei, maybe that's why a person makes a Shechiyonu, Mashe'inke, a Shechiyonu that we make on, for example, clothing and items, which we're going to discuss with Hashem today, is the Ma'isa Tolin in each person. That means every person depends. Do you get the Simcha or do you not get the Simcha? Mashiach in the other two, when it comes to a Yom Tov, whether you get the Simcha or not, Mashiach no enough Kamina B'chal, about a person will make a Shechiyonu. Now, the Ma'isa, as I've done to this Indian, is a Modik Ksav Seifa. The Ksav Seifa, the Rechaim Simcha Veh, has an unbelievable Kasha. And he asks as follows. Ma'atim is asking all the different types of Shechiyonu. So he's straight to the Kikasha. The Ksav Seifa asks as follows. Says the Ksav Seifa, it's the Maisa, I don't understand this Pshat Shechiyonu. So the Ksav Seifa, what's going on over here? Here we are, standing here today, we're making a Shechiyonu on a fruit, on a new piece of clothing, Shechiyonu, Rikimonu, Miyon, Nazman, Hazeh. Oh, Baruch Hashem, we made it to this time. Says the Ksav Seifa, is this what the Rebbeinu Shalom put us onto this world? Is this what we're waiting for? Last man has there. Oh, now we can eat an apple. Now we can have a strawberry. Now we can have a new pair of shoes, a new suit, a car, a washing machine, all the different zakhan that make Shechiyonu on. But next time, it doesn't make any sense. There's a matter of Hanor Gashmias. You know, he said, look, next time, you're right. Birchas Hanenin. About that we have to make a brocha on food and drinks and all other things that the Rebbeinu Shalom gives us. Birchas Hamozin B'chulek. Why? Because about that we have to be a Shoah Hador to the Rebbeinu Shalom, give Shvach to the Rebbeinu Shalom for providing that which we need. But to make a Shechiyonu on something like a brand new fruit, on something like a beautiful suit, Frank the Ksav Seifa doesn't make any sense, Pashtus. Why? Because this is a Hanor Gashmias. Last man is there, this is what we're waiting for. The kids are there, oh, two roots over there that he offers. I want to say kind of different teretz and different mahalach. And you have to say as follows. I saw this put down one in the story. He wasn't telling like this. Be'etzem, the bracha of Shechiyonu, you say to think of bracha, is on the etzem chayim. Is on a person's life that he's zoicha and he's been moved to the Rebbeinu Shalom and he's zoicha to live till now. Right now, Baruch Hashem, I was zoicha of it. It's not shayit if a person to go around the whole time whenever he wants and start making this in bracha. It's not shayit b'chlel. Mimeira, chazal u'masakim, that when a person has an extra degree of simcha, a little bit more simcha than normal, the hainu, a new fruit, a new suit, a car, a washing machine, a watch, and all the other different halachas. Mimeira, when a person has an extra simcha, so then chazal u'masakim, that since you're getting an extra simcha, mimeira, that's when a person should give the extra heidah to the Rebbeinu Shalom at that time. Now, the Maisa, today Be'ez Hashem, I want to go through one of the Chalakim of Shechiyonu. Tomorrow Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to fruits. But today I want to get to as follows. That's today, I want to get to the sugi of Kalim, utensils and clothes, that which a lot of people don't know, when to make Shechiyonu, how to make Shechiyonu, when do you not make a Shechiyonu, v'chodeh. Be'etzem, one of the first Mekairis, to the bracha over here, is the Sefer Daskinim, so he brings more a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, he times from there we see, a makor, that if a person buys something new, he must make a Shechiyonu. We know the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin, that memorable base. Says the Gemara in Erevin, memorable base, if a person should make a Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. What's the shayla of the Gemara? The shayla of the Gemara is follows. Since Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur come, misman, every so often, so the man should make a Shechiyonu. Or do we say no? Since it's not a regel, we don't make a Shechiyonu. So the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, I make a Shechiyonu even on a brand new pumpkin. That's what I do. Why? I'm rushing. What's the reason that we get to Be'ez Hashem tomorrow? Zut the Gemara in Lachanami, that's a Rishus. We are discussing the Chayv. Now, that is one of the main Mekayus and Shas for the Bracha of Shechiyonu. Now, Zut the Rashba. Urdik and Rashba, Shais and Chuvish, the Chaylik Alev over there. Reish Memhe. Zug the Rashba, you have to know it's you see this the Kinyonim the Gabi Shechionu. Zug the Rashba, that the Broch of Shechionu is not only because of Simcha. Elamai, it's a Toilis and a Toiva for that which a person gets. For example, Zug the Rashba, if a person gets a Yerusha from somebody, now, it's not a grace of Simcha, he's not happy about it because never the person had to die for that. Oh, but since there's a Toilis in receiving that Yerusha, Memela, he makes a Brocha. Mashengen is another problem. Because in Chidushi HaRashba, says the Rashba, when you make Shechionu, when you wear brand new clothes, when you buy new clothes, you have to go and make a Shechionu. What's the pshat? Because it's talking Simcha Saleh. So it seems to be what's going on over here. Is it a Toilis you make a Shechionu when you have a Toilis from something? Or do you make a Shechionu when it's a Simcha de Gazach? So there's a couple of simonim in Shulchan Aruch I wanted to go through quickly to give the oilim b'shtikol ha'gedoya and what went to yes make a shachar, what not make a shachar, and it goes as follows. So the Muhammad Shulchan Aruch Aruchayim is a beish hof gilsi beis. So the Shulchan Aruch, we mentioned this a moment ago. Le'aleinu rachmonu l'tzlon, if a person's father is nifta and he gets a Yerusha, so we know he makes a baruch dayin ha'enes and he also makes a shachar if the Yerusha is a substantial sum of money. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ina chenami. A person's very upset that his father was nifta, and he would rather it never happened. Oh, but it's not toli and simcha, says the Mishnah Berurah. It's toli and toyeles. Are you getting the toyeles from the money from Yerusha? How about you are? The men say, pass the Mishnah Berurah, pidi shulch, no, about he make a bracha. But she'enkin shekhov gimel si gimel says slightly differently, that when a person buys brand new utensils, he makes a shechionu. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you know why? Only items that give you a grace of simcha, then you make a shechionu. But something that doesn't give you a simcha, you know, make a bracha. Now there are other simonim, shimon gimel sipalim, reish chav hei sipalim over there, ha'le divinim yonim. But on this night, I didn't find in many of the sfarim that speak about shechionu, the hagdor of this inyan, what's the pshat, when do you get, when do you not? Of a partial on this night, you have to say like this. You have to, in order to make a shechionu, the klal is that it has to be a hana that you get a simcha from. You need a little bit of both. You need a hana that you also get a simcha from. Okay, let's spell this out, Lalocha Nemaisa, in Kama Bekama Yon. Okay, let's start as follows. Kelim Chadoshim. Kelim Chadoshim, we're including clothing, we're including items. But again, we have to be this Bocha Shecheru, so Moe Dike Shvakti, Moe Dike Shloilem, so we buy certain things, we have to know whether do we do make a Bocha, we don't make a Bocha. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, in Brochus, Tafnu Nalam Alam. Says the Mishnah over there. Kona Bais Chodosh, the Kona Kelim Chadoshim, Mavarich, as I shook the Mishnah, when you buy new Kelim, when you build a new house, you make a shechion, and they pass in the shulchan aruch, halacha lemaisa, mishabura, in veishnu gimel, sif gimel. That's the halacha lemaisa. What's the reason of the mishabura, sif gimel, is a person gets an oyedik a simcha. You get a simcha from building a new house, you get a simcha from buying a new suit, and then you make a new bracha. Now, there are two conditions that it has to fulfill. Number one, it's got to be a double choshev. And number two, it's got to be something that your person gets simcha for it. The maisa. When was the last person you saw who bought himself a brand new shirt, or even a suit sometimes, and he actually made a bracha? What's the minik klal yisrael when it comes, again, I've had the Shulchan Aruch paskins, I've had the Mishnah paskins, and then you make a bracha. Oh, but what's the minik? So it's very, very interesting. It seems to be that the minik is to be maker. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lalocha Lemaisa in Sinem Reish Chofken, that base. Says the Mishnah Berurah Reish Chofken that the minik is, and he's including the Shechion, to memayit in these brachas, that a person should not make too many Shechion. That's the Mishnah Berurah. The Rav Shulchan Aruch and say the brachas and then says that the minig is not to make the bracha shechionu on a utensil, on a kli, on an item, but only to make it on clothing if it's choshev. The Rosh Chaim Zalman Ober Zaksal, as I heard from his son, the Rebbe Zviel Shlita, is the minig is we make on clothes, but we don't make on utensils and jewelry. The Ben Ish Chai, let me take a Ben Ish Chai, it's a parashas rei. The Ben Ish Chai brings down the minig is never make a shechionu. So we see the come of our chemists over here, of people that are saying, the minig is, we don't make a bracha shechionu anymore. However, on the other side, let's flip the coin for a moment, is the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Mefurish, it wasn't Machalik, and he said, that Avad, the minig is not to be mako, and forget, if a person feels a simcha, and is a Aruch HaShulchan, he should make a bracha. Rebbeishin, Yigvismoshin, Hedgivim, and Rebbeim says, Mefurish, you make a shechionu on a brand new car. This will explain in a moment. And now, number three, the Behetu brings of Arshal, which Rebbeim can yashli shlita paskaz aloch ala maitza. That if a person buys a brand new menorah, Avad he makes a shechionu. Right? A false shechita of Gates that once told me, meaning, no meaning, Avad, Samayatsis. People don't know. You get something new. If it's choshev, Avad, you make a shechionu. Right? If it's not choshev, don't get simcha. And Nachadami, you won't make a shechionu. So again, there are people, there are minhagim of people that do not make a shachiyano on all these types of clothing, all the types of utensils. However, if a person taki gets a simcha, he buys himself a geshmak azach, and we'll give a few examples right now, as a body can make a shachiyano, for example, clothes. A lot of people do have a minhag to make, again, if the golden benish highlight, he won't be making a shachiyano. But if it's a dovo choshuv, and you get a simcha from him, a body will make a shachiyano, even on clothes. So for example, with the Yashu Zatzal, Paskins, you buy yourself a new hat, Shevriyonim, right? Or for example, a woman will get herself a brand new dress, a choshula, nice, expensive dress, Shevriyonim. A shaykel, another reason to make a Shevriyonim. A talus godl, what a talus godl? A talus godl is a double choshula, it's something that person doesn't buy every single day. With Shevriyonim Zatzal, a new Shevriyonim Zalman, another time that a lady make a Shevriyonim on that. Right? That's interesting. Moshe Zalman said, if you get yourself new glasses, even if it's geshmak and nice glasses, you don't make a shachiyonu on that. Why? Because that's a davar refuah. Jewelry means a tremendous shayla for the Rav Shulchan Aruch. You won't. But again, the meaning is, if it's a chosh bazaar, then you will be making a shachiyonu. What about svarim? Buy yourself a new saver. Now, for a lot of people, it's a moedik of a chosh. It's a yamtuf. Will you be making a shachiyonu on a saver? So the Magen Avraham paskens halacha, you do not make a bracha on svarim. What's the reason? Poshut. Mitzvahs lav the hennes denu. As we take the Magen Avraham, zut the chaya adam, and as I pass the yaitis lalacha, is that it depends. If a person, it happened to me one time, I was looking for a set of svarim, couldn't find it, but at Baruch Hashem, I managed to find it, I located it, I bought it, it brought me such a moedik a simcha. Zut the chaya adam, and as I pass the yaitis. In that case, you can make a shachayadu even on svarim. And the Mishnah Berurah's psak is habavarech in limchus biyadu, which sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is saying, lechatchena we don't make a bracha on svarim. Over, if a person gets a sam, moyudik a simcha, from a new saver that came out, or a set of svarim he was saving up for, b'chulei, then another and another, he can make a shachiyonu. Now, let me get an item. Which type of item do we make a shachiyonu on? Who does it have to call simcha to? So let's go like this. There's a moyudik a machlekes rishonim. There's a machlekes rishonim, if the simcha that you receive from buying this item is telling you individually, or does it go past a klal yisrael? Does it go past the rabbi? Do we look at each person? Oh, you get a simcha? Oh no! What do Rai B'nai Odom get? The machlekes b'shem, shitas harosh holds. It all goes according to the person. If it's an oni, if it's an osher, it depends. Every person is different. Every person has got his decisions, got his background. B'cholim, b'cholim, b'meim, b'suk, b'rosh. It all depends. Shitas toysus, as nishtas, suk, toysus, no? It goes stam b'nai Odom. Would normal people get a simcha from this? Oh, they're not going to simcha. So Tosfos, it all depends on stam b'nei Odom. Now the reason we're going to follow that means in advance that we're not going into the sugi right now. The halacha l'maisa, shitas haramah mefurish is, and he brings the etzem, Tosfos and the Shmuz Adeshin, is we go past the stam b'nei Odom. We don't go past you. I don't care what you feel when you buy this. We go past the raiv of the oilam. If a raiv of the oilam are feeling a moedik a simcha when they buy this up, so mechalami, stam b'nei Odom do get a simcha, and then you can make a shachiyonu, so is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, so you can make a shachiyonu, and then you can make a you can make a shachiyonu if raiv b'nei Odom. So, very comes out from here, the maisa, that in a chanami, when you buy something, you don't have to think, hold on a second, do I get the simcha from here? You have to think for a moment, would raiv normal mention from Klal Yisrael, would stam b'nei Odom get a simcha from this? If yes, shachiyonu. If no, no shachiyonu. That means even if you do takadufi this simcha, you will not be making shachiyonu. So for example, a double poshut, I think. Socks, shoes, trousers, pants, shirts, all of these things, especially when it comes to underwear, this double poshut. Less man a palik, look on the yama, you will not be making a shachiyonu on such a now. That's a non-double poshut. That means even if you taka, ooh, I bought a new pair of shoes, and you can feel a motik a simcha, since right people will not be getting a simcha from it, then maybe you will not be making a shachiyonu on that. And it goes faket also, there are certain things that a kuli alma will be a simcha, right? For example, you buy yourself a new car, you buy yourself a new house, the kuli alma, it's often the Mishnah of Furish and Brothers, but the kuli alma get a simcha, now could be you don't feel such a great simcha from it, senach alami, but etzem, if we even Adam do feel a simcha, so Amada, you will have to be making a shachiyonu. If you don't, for example, if this is your 458th house or car, then Amada, you will not be making shachiyonu in that case. Come again, right? Now, there is a grey area, obviously, if a person buys, for example, a brand new phone or a new watch. So then it depends on different sheets that we're not going to go into right now. Okay. There's a shayla as follows. There's enough gemina, do we make a shachiyonu or do we make a toiva meitiv? Also, a lot of that, a lot of people don't believe there's actually enough gemina locha to us. Send the Shulchan Aruch and Sifrei. The Shulchan Aruch brings us a famous klal, and he says, if you buy something for yourself, only for yourself,
then it's a shechiyon.
If you buy it for other people as well to use, then you'll be making a hatoyv v'hameitiv. That's the yisoid. So for example, let's take another poshut. If you buy yourself a car, and you're married and you have kids, b'chole, so you make hatoyv v'hameitiv. Why? Because it's not only for you, it's for the gantle mishpacha. So in that case, make hatoyv v'hameitiv. Masha ain't gonna bocha in yeshiva, we'll only make a shechiyon. Why? He's planning maybe sometimes to give less to people, help people out, b'chole b'seda. But he's buying it for himself. You're buying it for yourself, shechiyon. You buy it for the oilam, right? For the mishpacha, that will be a hatoyv v'hameitiv. Who are in a washing machine? You get Baruch Hashem, when you get married, Be'ez Hashem, you'll be getting a washing machine, right? That's our source to get a washing machine. Here in Eretz Yisrael, a washing machine. It's a moedik simcha. You can imagine the simcha when it comes to get a washing machine. The nice of the poskim, what bracha do you make? Not a shechiyon. You make a hatoyv v'hameitiv. Why? Because you wash all the mishpacha's clothing in there. Who are they? You buy a beautiful table, chairs, all the couches, all these zachen. But what is that? People make a shechiyon on these things. It's a mistake. Because you're buying it for the oiler, you're buying it for the mishpacha, you're buying it for the yeshiva, for sure, all these sorts of things. When you're not buying it for yourself, you'd rather make a hatoyv v'hameitiv. Now, the shayla is when to make the bracha. Now, this is when it gets confusing. Now we know, Baruch Hashem, where the shechiyon comes from. Do I make a shechiyon hatoyv v'hameitiv? What things do I make it on? The shayla is when do I actually make the bracha? Now, this is a tremendous shayla. Send the shulchan aruch and send the reish chof gimel. Sit down. Send the shulchan aruch over there and make the shechiyonu b'shas hakinyon. Whenever you buy it. Now, you haven't used it yet. Or bezuk there that the bracha is because of simcha. When is the simcha? When you buy it. As I state, now, we're talking about when it's ready to be used, we'll get to it if it's not in a moment. And as I say, the Psak, Malach, and the Vaisa, I'll be the Rosh, and I'll be the Rashba, which is put down the Rosh Hashulchan, as I pass the Malach, the Chavetz Chaim, and the Mishnah, Bu, and Malach. Now, that means, when you go and buy yourself a washing machine, a car, all these sorts of things, when you buy the item, you pay for it, right? We'll get to installments in a moment. Of a Be'etzim, when you buy it, you've got a Chit, a Bikr Shechiyon, comes along the Maim Amotcha. As of the Maim Amotcha, no, this is not in Zerimimik. This is not how we do it. This is not our minig. Why? Our minig is we make the bracha the first time we use it, not when we make, not when we actually buy it. What's the pshat? See, Tain is very poshut. He times it's very similar to the shechiyonu on papers. This is a shem we'll discuss tomorrow. Of the shechiyonu on papers, we know meikah hadin, be the torpish of the rosh, the shikrashik, whatever. And another the ikah thing is when a person sees the fruit, right? Not shenagi over there. When a person sees the fruit on the tree, they should make a shechiyonu. We know. Our minig, and this is a minig oilam, is to make the bracha shech on the fruit when he eats the fruit. Why? We'll discuss the Hashem tomorrow. Whatever it may be, that will get to the Rechavish Chavei. Or with the etzer, that's the ikka person's hanok. That's a law that a person gets when he eats the fruit. So the ikka hanok that we get, the simcha that we feel is when you buy it, not really. It's when you use it. You bring it to your house, you use the washing machine, then you get a merit of simcha, and the maisa, the maimotcha tainis, this is the minig, and he brings a merit of raya. What's his raya? It's a very familiar raya. He brings a raya of furish, and he brings a torn simon tov reish. Zuka torn simon tov reish brings the maram. And the maram said that on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, everybody knows what do we do on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. We have a sadik on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. Does it require a shechiyanu or not? No. What does the Rosh Kali Yisrael do? Is they wear, for example, a new item of clothing. Zuk, the maram in Lodcha. Hold on a minute. When do they buy this? On Yom Tov? No. I've had it before Yom Tov. When do they make a bracha? When they wear. We see klar as a raya that a value of a person does not make b'shas the king in the shechiyonu. He makes it only when he actually wears it. And as he's put down in really kapachayim and other places, and as that he has that his poshet is the minig olam is when you buy a brand new item of thing, whatever it may be, you will rather make the shechiyonu only at the actual zman of using it for the first time and not when you actually bought it. So the ma'aseh says when a person buys a brand new house, right? Going to buy a Schodesh off of a Mishnah in Rochas. Avada Navada, a person will be making a shechiyonu on it, right? That's another portion. Now, if he buys it in with a mortgage, with a lot of points, with a Mason, which is most times going to be the case, he does it with Tashkent Mir, he does it with a mortgage, so it could be he will not be making a bracha in that case. Again, it depends on different situations. We're not going to go into the Yonim right now. Now, the Mason. Let's say a person gets a house to live in for the next 2 years. For example, you get married, Be'ez Hashem, and your father says to you, listen, I've got an apartment for you, this is yours for the next 3 years, and enjoy it. Apart from the value, you do not make a shechiyon in that case. Right? However, let's say you're renting a dira. You're renting an apartment for a while, 3 years even sometimes, and then eventually you say, you know what, I want to buy this apartment. You start putting down the money, you start buying the apartment. The Maisla Halacha is, now you will, now you will make a Shechiyonu. Because now you brought a Bias Chodesh. That means even if you lived in it for 3 years before, it's the Nafkamina. Now it becomes yours, now you're making a Shechiyonu. Who are dinner, Reisan? What if a person makes an extension? If a person makes even a small extension to his house, to his apartment, he will be making a Shechiyonu if he has a Simcha. For example, let's say a person decorates. Now, a person does a whole decoration, she puts him, he does a gemuritiga, changing it, you know, he makes the whole house nicer, decorates, whatever. If it's a simcha, it's a choshev mazah, he will be making a shechiyonu, masha'enkin. Let's say it was just dirty. Look, the house is a bit shach. The paint's getting a bit peeling, moldy all over the place. He starts getting a painter into paint out. Then he wouldn't make a shechiyonu. Because in that case, that's not a simcha, it's a choshev mazah. That is just replacing whatever was done. Masha'enkin, he makes a whole extension, or he makes a decoration of the oilam, and another. As a person can make a shechiyonu in that case. Now, it's also interesting, if a person knocked down a house, I know people that did this, they knocked down a house, and they rebuilt the house in exactly the same place, right? Yeah, I know someone that built the exact same house as well, it's a different child why it did. Oh, there's a swimming pool underneath, whatever it may be. But in that case, you will not be making a shechiyonu. Come again, right? If a person wins, right? Raffle, Yerusha, or someone that gets a present, whatever it is, of a lot of money. It's a very, very high sum. I was once meeting with Bezuel Orbach Shlita, and it came, a fellow that got a Yerusha, and he didn't want to tell the amount, but it wasn't such an unbelievable amount. This is such a bad question. If it's not such a big amount, you don't get a Zah Simcha. Or if it's a Zah Choshev amount, a person wins the lottery, or a person gets a Yerusha, Zavada Nevada, he won't be making a Shehiyonah in that case. Who had been Zuk the Rav Shulchan Aruch Mufurish? Zuk the Rav Shulchan Aruch, if a person gets a present, right, he receives a present, a Zah Choshev, a present, a Moedik, a Simcha, then he gave a Chasne Beis Hashem, is a Vadi makes a Shechiyonu. Now, I always have a Shaya which I haven't got claw yet. If a person gets married, right, so they send presents every 5 minutes, they bring another one, every next week bring another one, next week another one. When does he make a Shechiyonu? He's got his house, he's got it, he hasn't used it yet, okay. And every time he does use it, every time he uses a new cream for the first 3 weeks, I'll be making Shechiyonu, it's every 26 and a half times during the day. So, Enachanam, that's a good Shaya, the Ishla Aimbadov of its own Ian, when a person, when he gets married, which stage he makes, how many shechiyonos and how many things, they are there. Long again, later. The Aruch HaShulchan has a moving kakasha. Fact the Aruch HaShulchan, why don't we make shechiyonu when you get married? Bosh it! You're getting married! Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu, less man as it! Could be the squad can do. Of Ashkenazim, Mahalach, our meaning is, we don't make a shechiyonu when we get married. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, I'll tell you why. I mean, that would be the most, less man as it. Well, Hashem, we reach this stage. Of Azub, the Aruch HaShulchan, I'll tell you why. When it comes to erisin, you can't make it, because you haven't done kiddushin yet. And when it comes to Gedushin, you already had Erisin. I now need you to do them together. Or Bezukta Ruch HaShulchan, since the meaning was they never did it, we made it live to the Zoy, and we do not make a Shechanu in that case. Few more lachas are both side. How about you buy something that's not fully ready to use? Right, for example, it requires professionally to be fixed, to be masakin. For example, you buy a pair of trousers, you buy a suit, push it doesn't fit you. Push it does not fit you. Not that it fits you, but it's not so mishmar. It does not fit you. Or for example, you buy a machine that needs rewiring, or the plug, all sorts of wonderful things. So the Mishnah Berurah says in that case, you've got to be zayin, that you only make the brocha when it's ready to be used. Right? Now, the Maaseh is not such a kasha this, right? Because anyway, we anyway make a brocha when it's fully ready. Now, there is a shay like this. What do you do with Rikiveiga? Rikiveiga is a solid. What if you buy something that requires to be less scaling? Or, it's got shatness in it. Or, it needs a mezuzah on the bayis. Because it's not in Ganson Roy. The Rikiveiga does not have a chlo, it's more than a shayatzin, aloch and a Maaseh. Shiv Rabozna is Shavit Alevi Chedit Chas. Murtika Chuva Rabozna. How about like this? Murtika Maisa. Murtika Maisa. Person bought a brand new suit. And if he made a Shechiyonu, suit, brand new suit, he made a Shechiyonu. The next day after he wears it, he figures there's a problem with the suit. Problem with the suit. And what does he do? He goes back to the store and he replaces it, he swaps it for a whole new suit. Zut Rabozna, you make a brand new Shechiyonu. Unbelievable Chuva Rabozna. Vaita Rabozna means another case over there. What happens if a person buys a piece of clothing and he found shatness in it? And therefore, he gets out the shatness, about he does not have to go and make a brand new Shechiyonu in that case. One last halacha, Rabbi Yisrael, and then we'll finish, is as follows. What's the halacha if a person bought something new? A clothing, an article, whatever it may be. He possibly forgot to make the Shechiyonu. He possibly forgot. It could be in the gate, right? You just heard the shiur now. You're going to go back to you and figure, hey, that last week I bought something new, whatever it may be. I'm supposed to make a Shechiyonu. What's the halacha now? Can I just stand up right now and say Shechiyonu? So, Be'etzem, we can only make the Shechiyonu kol zman it's still on you, or calls the man, you're still using it. Once you've stopped using it, or you've removed it, you can no longer make the Shekhiyanu in that case. That's why you pass an aloch in the Baal Shulchan Aruch, and Graz, Kapachayim, the Ksosa Shulchan, the Menashe Klein Zatzal, and others as well. Now there is a sheet of Shulchan Zalman that says calls when a person feels a simcha and can't make a brocha, or a pashas roi post can help Mishtazoi, as you can't make a brocha in that case. Now, what's the logic like this? That means, for example, if a person buys himself a brand new hat, look, he buys a brand new hat from the shop, he puts it on for Shabbos, what's the Shabbos, he puts it back into the box over there, and he realizes, hold on a minute, I forgot to make a Shekhiyanu. So the mice say, you can't make a Shekhiyanu anymore. Who I did? If you use the brand new computer, or you use the brand new car, pastures, you can't make a Shekhiyanu in a minute. And the mice of Rav Shulchan Aruch says, it's very dumb to a pre. Just like we know, if a person is eating a fruit, he finished the fruit, then he says, oh, I forgot to make Shekhiyanu. I don't know if I was here to do Mishvah Bechal. You made us at the Rav Shulchan Aruch, that you can't make it anymore. If you're still oisik and eating, that will see Beis Hashem, you can. Or but pashtus, you cannot still make a Shekhiyanu in that case. However, this is very important. This is very negate to a suit. You try on the suit in the shop. Once you try it on, you bring it home and you wear it. Now, once you try it on, that's it. Finish, you can't make Shekhiyanu because I already tried it on. I didn't make Shekhiyanu when I tried it on. So, Heilige Marusham. Ah, the Marusham is out passing that loch of Reb Chaim Naron Kseh to the Shulchan. It's in the Samach Dalet. He brings over there the Ravada. When a person tries on a suit in the shop, in the store, whatever, and he tries it on, then he brings it home. The first time was not when he tried it on. The first time he makes Shekhiyanu is when he wears it to wear it, not to try it on. Trying it on does not take it away from that. Promise two more lochas, then we're finished. What's halacha when you buy something and it only gets delivered a few days or weeks later? So the mice of this cash is only for the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch was the one that said that you make a brocha b'shas when? B'shas ha-kinyan, not b'shas ha-shimush. Nowadays, not just enough kaminah, halacha the mice anyway, because we, our minigah anyways, don't actually do it b'shas of the actual wearing or the b'shas you're using. If you pay by tashlumin, so that a lot of poskim, Chaim Balazin, Mutan Kafachayim, David Sidorov, Meloisha, hey, Taina, that when a person pays in tashlumin, for example, Vein again, this country, is the Maisi doesn't get such a Gweisa Simcha. Why? He gets to use it now. He gets to bring it home now. Because he doesn't have a Gweisa Simcha from it. Why? Because it's not fully yours. So the Maisi, they bask in, you will not be making Shekhiyanu. Masha Inkin, Sitzel Eliezer, and many other Poskim in Pani Lishan. What do you mean? Once you bought it, you make a bracha. Might not come in. If it 100% belongs to you, doesn't 100% belong to you, and then they hold, you can make a bracha. But basically, we have to realize that when we do make these brachas, we're giving a shvach and a dot to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So we have to be careful in these halachas. A, not to say when we don't need to. And B, if we do need to say it, I've nothing about it to say. But basically, tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, is the sugya of Brachot Shekhiyanu on Pes.